Okay, guys, this is a Zoom call for my volunteer thing.
iPad is host now. To get Wi-Fi, but you are using the device audio.
You said about it. Please go back, you can.
Hello.
Logo, screenshot. You are using the device audio. 3.
Then.
Leave. Dagger.
Hey.
More. Start video share from 10 participants. Logo, screenshot. This active speaker avatar.
Yes.
Logo, speak. You are in Zoom. Meeting in. Leave.
Okay.
Mute my. Start my share content. Start. Mute my audio. Button.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
I think Helene wants to go back to the trivia, Aaron, so maybe we'll just do a short one.
Yeah.
Okay?
Definitely.
Okay. I didn't realize she was doing trivia, so I'm actually going to start back to it. So she seemed like she wanted to get back to that. So we can. I'm sure the trivia will be going on until at least 3:30. So, it's about 3 after 3.
All right,
so what's going on, Aaron?
Not much. Just got home a while ago and...
Okay,
and what?
And just hanging out.
Okay.
What are you guys up to? What are you up to?
Nothing. What are you up to?
Skate park left.
Nothing. We were doing trivia.
Oh, did you want to go back to trivia? Or do you want to talk?
Message received. iPad to everyone. Okay, thanks.
Trivia, or do you want to talk? If you're upset, we can have you go back to trivia.
Would you rather talk on like
trivia.
You want to go back to trivia?
Yes.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. We're talking out of time.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I just tried to make it work with my schedule. My schedule was at 3 o'clock today, but it's hard to find a great schedule.
Are you here tomorrow? Are you there tomorrow?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I mean, maybe Monday. We were saying Sam at 1:30. Maybe 3 o'clock.
Definitely, yeah. Okay. You want to do 3 o'clock Monday, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Aaron.
It's all right. All right.
Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
You want to go back?
Bye.
Okay.
Bye, Helene.
Aaron, do you want to stay on my for a minute?
Sure, definitely.
Sorry, Helene, you can go back. I'm going to get upset about it. Sorry, Aaron. Normally she's not that into this stuff, but I guess she was into the trivia.
Yeah, that's all right.
So, what are you up to, Aaron?
Not much. Is there anybody else I could talk to now?
Oh.
Since we're here.
Let me walk around this floor and say.
Or maybe, you try Helena?
I don't have a lot of charge on here. That's the only problem. I guess I can always grab a plug. Maybe these ladies that are sitting out here, they're not doing much. She's a nice... Let me see if this lady will talk to you.
Maybe we could try...
this lady over here, let me see. She's sitting in the living room. Okay. Hi, is it Claire? Hi, is Claire? Is your name Claire?
No, Marion.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had the wrong name.
I'm sorry.
Marion, there's a young man up there. His name is Aaron, and he was just kind of like trying to get to know people who live here.
Yeah.
Do you mind just saying hello to him? He's on the... You just have to talk. He's on this phone. Just like consider.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay. Aaron, this is Marion.
Okay. Hello. How are you?
Can you hear? Maybe we need to make this a little bit louder.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah.
Marion, the librarian.
Oh, were you the librarian for real? Or she's just kidding. Oh, she's joking. Okay, she's joking.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Aaron, can you talk for a second? I just want to make sure she can hear you.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
This is Aaron. And Marion to 24 people. Big family. I have 7 brothers and 4 sisters.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
Nephews. Holy cow.
How do you
beat them?
How do you keep track?
Oh, I know them all.
She knows them all? You know their birthdays?
I know everything about them.
Oh, she knows everything about them. You hear that?
Yes.
I'm the second oldest of 11 brothers and sisters.
Oh, my goodness. So how many brothers did you have? How many sisters?
7 brothers and 4 sisters.
7 brothers and 4 sisters. How did your mom and dad deal with all those kids?
I know every one of them back and forth.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah. I can't even imagine.
No, and we're all happy-go-lucky people.
Yeah, you're a nice lady, so I'm sure your family was nice. Where did you grow up?
West Philadelphia.
Oh, nice.
Born and raised.
Isn't that nice? So did your parents, was it like kind of like a small home, or like how did you work it out? Like, did you all share a room?
Well, a couple of them would go to college, and then we'd have some space.
Yeah.
And then we add on 1 or 2 more. We never had empty seats in our house.
Oh, right.
Especially in the kitchen at dinner time.
That's always somebody there, right?
Boys always had a special seat.
Aww. So you're the second oldest?
I'm the second oldest of 11.
Wow.
Yeah, one older brother to go.
Okay.
Family life.
Oh my goodness, that does sound really.
My father worked for the Pennsylvania Railroad.
Uh huh.
And my mother worked at home.
Well, she would have to because she has a lot to do.
She did.
Now, did the older kids kind of take care of the younger kids?
Yes, we did. I was second oldest.
Yeah.
And I learned how to cook and clean and take care of my younger brothers and sisters.
Yeah, of course, yeah. You have to with that many children because you'd have to help your mom, right?
Well, we did.
Yeah,
of course. We were happy people.
Aww. You're sweet.
I can hear him laugh.
Oh, is he laughing? Can you hear us? Oh, good. Well, at least you got a good connection. It's not too loud in here.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
How many brothers and sisters?
I have 5 sisters.
Oh, you have a big family. I didn't realize it was 5. Oh, that's pretty big. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a pretty big family, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
And when I moved away and lived alone, I was so desperately lonely.
You were used to having people over there.
Yeah.
Wow. So, Aaron, how old are they again, your brothers and sisters?
One's 24, one's 21, one's 9, and one's 30.
One's 9. Yeah. Oh, it's just sisters, not brothers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's very nice. Aaron sounds like he comes from a nice family.
I do.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Sounds like he's got a nice family going on.
Yep.
So what are you up to this weekend, Aaron?
I don't know. I might go off for lunch on Sunday. I don't know what I'm doing yet. See what comes up.
Yeah, the weather isn't really too gray, you know?
No. But
a little bit dreary.
Yep.
So, that's a fine, some indoor things to do, maybe.
It's sunny right now, so.
Oh, is it sunny right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't really looking outside. I thought it was still raining. That's what happens when you're inside all day. You think it's raining all day, you know? I don't know what's going on.
Can I say hi to, I had a question for, Juan, or whoever that guy is that I talked to last week.
Oh, Jan?
Jan, yeah.
Oh, did you want to ask it now or when?
Yeah, I wanted to ask him a question.
Okay, so you're going to save that for next week?
Or can I ask him, is he available now?
No, it's a totally different floor. I'd have to go find him.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, so it's a little bit of a, it would be a little bit of a hike to go to him right now.
Okay.
I'm on the 3rd floor, he's on the 2nd floor.
Messages, now, Joseph Weekend. Well, I give this person your WhatsApp info.
It's a difference.
Yeah, this is like a totally different section.
Okay.
I'm in free care right now. Yeah, when you talk, you're going to talk to him next week, right? And we can talk.
Yeah.
You'll have something to talk about, right?
All right, yeah.
We're glad to talk to you, for sure.
Thank you.
So did you work, Mary, and where did you work?
I was the secretary for 34 years. computers came along.
Came later.
Messages. Now, Joseph Wheatland. Well, yeah. I give this person your WhatsApp info.
How many
options available?
How many words per minute?
More. Dismiss.
60.
That's pretty good.
One drive.
Yeah, that's
not bad.
Good practice.
Yeah, I'm always amazed. I never got the hang of the typewriter. And then they pretty much got the computer right after, so I didn't have to worry about it. I used to have so much trouble with a typewriter.
You wouldn't trade it for the world.
No, it's so much easier now. I remember they had to change the ribbon, and it was like, right? And then if you made a mistake, you had to go back. And oh, man, it was
so old-fashioned.
It was very old-fashioned. It was just that loud. Very loud. You know, you knew somebody was typing. Now you have a computer and you hear
them. Interesting.
Very interesting. It's like when you live through those changes. Now, even the computer's different. Like, I remember in college, the computer wasn't Windows where it had a mouse. It was just Microsoft Word. And you would give it demands, you know, like F10 or something. Like, you'd have to remember all that. And papers and all that.
Like training.
But it was a lot of training, yeah. And then it went to, you know, as soon as it went to Windows, it was like, okay, this is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, Aaron, you're probably too young to remember any of that stuff, right?
Right.
He never lived through the Windows generation or any of that.
He's in the new world.
Right. He's in the new computer world. Right?
Yep.
Technology now is really neat. Yeah.
It is.
So, Mary and Aaron actually cannot see. He's blind, so he uses a computer to communicate, you know.
It's a wonderful way to use it.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely.
Well, God bless you, and I'm so glad you found time in your busy day to say hello.
Yeah, definitely. She's all right.
Yeah.
Yep. She is such a sweet lady. I've never seen Marion in, like, a nasty mood. She's always so sweet. I mean,
I'm on my good behavior.
No, she's like this all the time, Aaron. I've never seen her, like, mad or upset or anything.
Well,
she's always so pleasant.
With seven brothers, I have to behave myself.
Oh, okay. I guess you got used to being around a lot of noise, right? Yeah. Yeah. And you probably were, like, you know, calm because you're around a lot of kids, right? Yeah.
That was great.
That was a fun night. Yeah, and Aaron, how about you? Is your house noisy?
Yep.
And you don't buzz and bother you?
Nope.
He likes the noise, too.
He sounds so clear.
Yeah, he's on the Zoom computer.
He's a good teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So how do you get on there, Aaron? You log on to Zoom? Do you use the voice controls?
Yes.
Uh-huh. He can log on with his voice. So when you get messages, do you listen to them? They play back to you? Is that how that works?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like when you sent that message on the channel saying, okay, no problem.
Yeah?
I saw that.
Okay. That's why when you don't get something, you remember it because it plays back to you, right?
Right, yeah.
The new generation.
Yeah.
Right.
That's really
what it is.
We never thought we'd get this far, right?
Mm-hmm.
With this... Right?
One of those
days of the typewriters.
He'd be a good teacher.
Yeah. Aaron, I wonder if your mom ever used a typewriter. Should I ask her?
Probably.
She'd be like, Mom, we learned about the typewriter today.
She'd be like, well.
Typewriter?
Teachers, moms are the best teachers.
Oh, definitely. They always talk.
I was so fortunate. Yeah,
your mom is a teacher.
No, but she taught her 11 children.
Oh, that's like being a teacher.
Yeah.
Now, did you work, Marianne, or did you?
I worked as a secretary.
Oh, that's what you said.
He was still my mom said, work for a big company.
Oh, that was fun. Oh, that was fun. Yeah.
U.S. Steel, BSFS Bank, and going over university.
So good, that's smart. Yeah.
A good learning lesson.
Yeah, you know, they don't give pensions out like they used to.
No kidding.
No, I think some teachers got one.
Their funds aren't as good, I guess.
No.
That's an interesting comment you made. I'm going to use that.
Yeah. I know they don't do it as much as they used to, but people who have them,
I thought it would be the opposite. They use it more.
You would hope, but they kind of take things away as years go by. You know, things unfortunately.
Very interesting.
I mean, of course, there's like retirement.
It's kind of hard to hear.
Sorry, Aaron, we're talking about something side note.
No, it's okay. It's kind of hard to hear because I guess there's loud background noise, so.
Oh, okay. There's not really any background in here.
I wonder if they're looking for me.
Oh, okay. Do you have to go, Marion? Okay. You can't hear us, Darren?
No, not really. I mean, I can hear you, but it's, I guess, because people were laughing and it's kind of distracting. I couldn't hear what she was saying.
He was available to talk to.
Well, there is a lady talking in the background, so.
We're thank you for the spotlight.
Did you hear what she said?
Yeah.
No?
No.
Yes.
No.
Maybe she
can
hold it.
Hello, Aaron. It's so good to interview you.
Thank you.
We got to see you in person sometime.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I think you should write a book so we can read your writing.
Definitely. I'll do it.
Well, you're on the road, the right road to progress. Thanks for sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my way to dinner.
Okay.
Wish you were with us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, so she's ready to go. Okay, you're welcome. Thank you so much for taking your time to talk today. Okay, Aaron, I think I'm going to wrap it up.
Okay.
And I will call you. We'll do 1:30 then.
For Sam.
Yeah.
Okay.
1:30. Right now, Sam, I was going to suggest him because he just moved back up to this floor. He lives on the other floor, but he's getting, like, some medical stuff done right now. So I think just resume on Monday.
Yeah.
But yeah, a very nice lady.
Yeah. What about that other lady? Has she calmed down?
Which one? No, Lenore?
No, not her. No, the one I talked to. Yeah.
Care.
It's up to you.
I don't mind staying on the line for 10 minutes, but I'm just sort of trying to get back to the office.
Wait, who would I talk to?
Well, I was just going to have you stay on the line for 10 minutes, and then I was going to try to leave.
Okay.
I mean, you just have to be for 10 minutes. If you want, or you can just, like, hang out.
Can you text... Can you text Kay and see if she can let us back in?
It's her day off, Aaron. I really don't want to bother her again.
Okay.
She's doing this on her own.
Okay.
I'd rather
stay on the line. Actually, technically, you're host now, so you can technically let me in. If you stay on the line, you can technically let me in.
I can let you in?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you're host. All right. So can you? Right, I'll just get back on in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds good. And I'll try again. If she doesn't do it though, I'm not gonna bother her. She seems annoyed. But we'll try
right.
Again.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay. Right, bye.
Bye. Okay. Bye.
At Twitter. Closing Zoom messages active. Messages at 1 of 1. Closing messages. OneDrive. OneDrive page 1 of 3. Adjustable. 52% battery. 321. Preston White. Stop. Button.